Today is budget day. It is my colleague Jason Miller's favorite day of the year. This is like your work Christmas. But before we get to what is happening with the federal budget request, as President Obama outlines it today, we'll talk about that in just a moment. Some news from the land of associations coming through today about Tech America, not the only time they've been in the news lately, but what are we learning about them today?
In many ways, this is the end of Tech America as we know it. You know, for years, Tech America was the one of the premier associations in the federal community. But today, the Tech America Foundation, and we have to make sure we say this correctly, was not bought, but was actually taken over by the Professional Services Council. Now, the difference here is there's no money changing hands. It's just that because Tech America Foundation is a 501c3, a nonprofit organization. So what PSC is doing is basically taking control over the nonprofit and bringing it in-house. So there's no check being written. There's no dollar figure being exchanged. It's just the assets, which is the Vision Conference, one of the best conferences that I've fought for years to let me into, and they finally did this year, and now I got to fight again. The CIO survey, which is done with Grant Thornton, one of the best CIO surveys besides ours, of course, and several other good things they do time and again, is all going to come under basically the umbrella of PSC. They'll rename it to something else, a working title, something like the PSC Foundation. But Stan Soloway, the president of the Professional Services Council, said that's all being worked through. We'll know more in a couple months. And what this also means is CompTIA basically is getting out of the public sector business. And they only bought Tech America about a year ago.
Yeah.
And they just basically couldn't make it work. It's not, that was not their strength. They don't do federal stuff very well or much anymore. And really they're focused on education training. And this was just something that just was not a fit, I guess, from the beginning. And the most valuable piece was the foundation, and that's what PSC took over.
You have more details on that at federalnewsradio.com, I see.
Absolutely. We'll talk more about it. And I think Stan Soloway is going to be on the Federal Drive tomorrow morning, or Alan Shavakian will, actually.
Excellent.
So they'll talk more.
So details directly from the Professional Services Council with Tom Temin tomorrow morning. The Federal Drive starts at 6 every morning on Federal News Radio. 2% bump for technology spending accounts in fiscal 2016 is what we're looking at in the budget request the President Obama put out today. But there's an underlying thing that you see here, and you write about this at federalnewsradio.com, and that is that it appears, at least, that the president and the administration are acknowledging, after last year's increase was much smaller, now we need to start to go a little more long term. How much is 2%? And what's the depth behind that surface increase?
Right. Well, a couple of things. So 2% means about $86.4 billion request. That's up from $84.1 billion in 2015 and up from $81.1 billion in 2014. So really almost $5 billion over the last 2 years, a bump up. But it's more than just that. I mean, if you look at what this administration has done over the last, if you will, year, 6 years, they've increased the budget, but not by the great length as it came under the Bush administration, which kind of went from something like $26 billion to almost $70 billion. So the rate of increase is less, but now they're saying maybe we need to increase it more. Now, the Defense Department would receive about $37.3 billion. That's up from $36.2 billion. Civilian agencies would get about $49.1 billion, up from $47.9 billion. So as you can see, it is not just all in DOD or all in civilian. It is across the board. Lisa Schlosser is the acting federal CIO. She says the IT budget is focused on three areas: driving value in IT, continuing to protect IT assets, so cybersecurity, and delivering world-class digital services to improve how agencies serve citizens. She says all three areas really do account for the increase in the IT budget request for 2016.
We're also investing in areas where agencies can make an investment now to actually get to longer-term efficiencies and cost savings. So, for example, Department of Labor is modernizing its entire infrastructure with modern technology to be able to better manage the critical statistical data that that they provide to the and support the national economy. State Department's investing in modernizing systems that support their visa and passport processing. So those are kind of two of the examples that we're investing in as strategic type of programs.
Now, Schlosser was part of a call today with reporters detailing the president's IT and management requests. The administration is also asking for about a 10% increase in cybersecurity. That's up to about $14 billion. About a good chunk of that, $5.5 billion, goes to the Defense Department, who is also increasing their cyber spending to about $400 million more, so $5.5 billion. The Homeland Security Department is requesting $102 million for its cyber efforts right around federal networks protection. Now, there's not a lot of details on where that money would go for cyber, but obviously they do want to spend it, and it's going to go to the things we know about, like continuous diagnostics and mitigation, and other things like Einstein Accelerated. A couple other interesting funding things that popped out around the IT budget. The president is requesting $16 million for e-government initiatives to support the Federal Citizen Services Fund to do more open data initiatives. This is something that GSA runs. And in fact, the White House for the first time merged the Federal Citizen Services Fund with the traditional e-government fund. That's something that they never could get money for. Either administration really didn't do quite well with. Now it's, merged. The other piece of this is under the Federal Citizen Services Fund, their total request is $58 million, including $8 million for digital services and $34 million for the Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies within GSA. Finally, OMB itself is asking for about $35.2 million for its what he calls its IT Oversight and Reform Fund, ITOR, one of great acronyms in government.
Yeah.
And basically, it's paying for better IT oversight efforts, better customer service programs, and data analytics around IT portfolio management, and of course, money to pay for more cybersecurity.
We have talked about digital services a lot, and this budget request is the first time the administration has an opportunity to really put money where its mouth is when it comes to the U.S. digital services and the other digital services organizations across government. What do we see in this budget request about how much this really means to the administration?
I think several things. First off, they're spending money. They want to spend about $105 million in 2016 to set up digital services teams across 25 civilian agencies, the 25 largest. Now, Mikey Dickerson is the head of the U.S. Digital Services Office within OMB. He says that the success of his office has spurred the need to set these groups up across government because the demand is so great.
We found that the single biggest thing that we needed to address was we needed to connect the talent with the demand. And the budget that's proposed today is $105 million broken into pieces across the 25 agencies was kind of the most laser-focused way we could come up with for how to do that. So that is what we're proposing for 2016, is teams that are still relatively small. In no case are we proposing that an agency hire thousands of people and bring in-house a ton of work, which is outsourced today. That's not the idea. Still going to be relatively small, following the model of U.S. digital service to date, which came from the healthcare.gov model of 2013. And they will be embedded directly in the agencies where they can get the best traction on the agency's unique challenges, whatever those happen to be.
Now, Schlosser says $105 million equals about 500 new technology experts split up across those 25 agencies. You're talking about 20 people per agency. Obviously, probably some of the larger agencies may have 21 and some of the smaller ones may have 19, but I think we get the point on the math. Now, Dickerson says this means his office will also see some big changes.
We will pivot our attention more to focus on removing barriers that affect across government, things like hiring authority, stuff like that. And we'll also kind of act as an umbrella organization that brings the whole movement together and unifies work which is already in progress with other allies that we have, such as GSA's 18F unit and the program called the Presidential Innovation Fellows. Lots of good effort happening out there already. So this new proposal for a expanded U.S. digital service is meant to kind of capture all of that good energy and scale it and institutionalize it for the future.
Now, Dickerson says there's still a lot to be determined in terms of how these digital teams will shake out, who they'll report to, et cetera. I reported back in just earlier this month that OMB gave agencies an October 1st deadline to set up these teams also in 2015. So you have the initial setup in 2015. The money could come through in 2016. And agencies are supposed to use a portion of their IT budgets this year to set up these initial teams. Mm-hmm. OMB wouldn't confirm that during the press call and emphasized this was a 2016 initiative. They very definitely sidestepped the questions from other reporters. Now, indirectly related to digital services team is actually five pilot programs around something called Idea Labs. Now, these are not new digital services offices, but this idea of an Idea Lab, we see that HHS has a very impressive Idea Lab.
Mm-hmm.
The president says the goal is to support federal employees with as they come up with promising ideas to improve agency functions. The Departments of Commerce, Education, Treasury, GSA, and SBA will pilot this concept to what the president calls create a culture of innovation that yields results.
I mentioned that this is like your Christmas. This is one of your favorite. This in the pass back. Just you geek out for this stuff for days in advance.
It's full of news.
As you pour through all of this today, we just have a minute or so left, but what do you see here that else, what else jumps out at you, Jason?
There's a couple other things I'll point out related to acquisition, but with an IT flavor. First of all, in the budget itself, there's a big portion in there about category management. Now, this is something the Office of Federal Procurement Policy has been pushing really to help agencies buy more efficiently, understand what they're buying, who they're buying from, use data around things like IT hardware, IT software, medical supplies. So that got a lot of attention, which obviously we know means it's going to be a huge priority.
Mm-hmm.
The other big thing that came out was a major change to small business law. And this is around the simplified acquisition threshold. Now, this is something where under $150,000 today, you can buy it almost like you would go to the store and buy ice cream or candy or something. You don't need to go through the long, drawn-out process, and it's reserved for small businesses only.
Mm-hmm.
OMB is proposing that they want to raise that simplified acquisition threshold from $150,000 to $500,000.
Wow.
As a way to get some of those Silicon Valley, some of those startups, some of those innovative companies in. And then the other thing I'll point out to you as well is OMB is trying once again to both reorganize government and to do a civilian BRAC to get rid of real property better, to more expediently, and then also the reorganization around Commerce Department agencies such as Export-Import Bank, which I know is not part of Commerce, but would include them. Mm-hmm. SBA would be included in that. So those are, I think, three other things that are really interesting that come out of the budget.
One final thing to point out, and you write about this on federalnewsradio.com. We'll explore it in the coming days. $15 million fund to help push forward cross-agency priority goals, and I'm sure we'll get a lot of scrutiny on that. You have more on federalnewsradio.com.
We'll call that Pass the Hat, and yes, more on federalnewsradio.com.